joining us on the line, Howard Sexton and Dina Diamond. Howard, I thought, you know what, I had a hair crisis, as most of the country has, and I thought that, you know what, if I'm battling through this time with my hairstyle, you are probably battling as well. So I called in another expert, Dina Diamond, to give us some help.
Well, Howard, my hairstyle consists of super glue and leftovers.
Well, oh, no.
You see, so there's the problem. Why both? Tell us about
the super glue and the leftovers. But how the super glue can cause lots of damage. So that's what I would be my first tip.
Well, I was thinking my last remaining hair looks dull and lifeless and frizzy, and what else does it look like?
I don't know.
Dull and lifeless.
It doesn't look normal. Is that what you're saying?
It doesn't look normal or natural or blonde.
Right. You're right.
So, are you still going with the blonde thing?
So that's what I thought.
You know, at this point in time, I'll take whatever I can get. Give me dry and fizzy.
So, the truth is, guys, I think you could actually maybe even get some tips from Julius on his hair care.
I was focused on his shoes, but I didn't really look above his shoes. But, wow, what's happening with his hair nowadays? Does it look in good condition?
I think he looks very moisturized. So I think, guys, one of the key things that have come out from this campaign is that moisture on your hair is key, absolutely, because you don't want dull and lifeless hair. And no matter what hair you have or how much of it that you have, you need to be well moisturized. Right. And for that, just so you know, a very popular technique right now going around is coconut oil. So what you would literally do is you would go and you would take coconut oil and you would leave it in your hair for about 20 minutes and then you would wash it out. But I even think, even if you've got scalp and
you know, I look after my scalp. It's what I've got, really.
But I cannot believe Dina is suggesting we waste the coconut oil after we rub it on our scalp. Surely you should take it off and use it for cooking.
Oh, gosh.
I heard a gasp of her.
Lindy's actually nearly just had a heart attack in studio.
Is she saying in reverse, you should cook first with the coconut oil and then...
while it's still hot. It's so interesting. What is it about hair that has become so sensitive, synonymous with a racist past? It's almost more than any other anything else. Linda, I don't know if you'd agree with me. Mm-hmm. Hair is, you know, when we've seen it at the schools when kids have been told about hairstyles, and it does seem to be something
very
that represents
triggering,
very triggering, and I don't know why.
Because hair has always been a sign of discipline or ill discipline. If you think of the American musical Hair and the Vietnam War, it was a break from this tradition of very rigid hairstyle, mustn't cut the collar. You know, those of us who went to King David, you know, the main thing at King David appeared to be that your hair should never cut the collar.
It's true. It touched
the collar.
That. Absolutely. You're right.
In the 80s when you had to pin it up.
A mullet and a yarmulke just didn't look good together.
But, you know, I think it's quite interesting as well if you look at the ad and people, the advert itself, dull and lifeless hair, frizzy and dull hair, normal hair. But no one is suggesting that the normal hair, which was blonde, one blonde was not good and one blonde was normal. No one is suggesting that, in fact, the blonde belonged to a white person. Just that blonde hair is not synonymous with a white person. So if you actually go and you look at the images, three of the images, including one of blonde hair, are clearly of someone who's probably black. And the last blonde one is racially ambiguous, but isn't necessarily that of a white person. But it could very well be a black person wearing a blonde weave.
This is where we're going.
It's much more complicated. It's not a white-black thing. It's a traditional natural hair versus a adopted colonial white, potentially hairstyle, but not necessarily white person.
That's not interesting. Lynn, what do you think? Do you think that is it offensive because there's a suggestion, forget the normal, not normal. Do you think it's also partly, on some level, are black women actually being told what they are not allowed to wear, not by the advert, yeah, actually, but by the reaction to the advert? In other words, if a black woman wears a weave that's blonde, and that's advertised, you know, etc. Yeah. Is she, do you foresee a trend, let me put it this way, where in fact you are, that black women are being sent a message that that's not good enough because you shouldn't be striving to have blonde hair, you should love your own hair?
And that's one of the issues that were raised at the time when this came up, is that it kind of does feel like, I think it took people back to being told how to wear your hair.
Exactly.
That was one. Being told how to wear your hair. I mean, if you're being told, like I told you, there's one of them where, the other one was professional. Like, and people were like, literally in professional settings, you cannot have your natural hair because it is considered, unprofessional or just, untidy or whatever. So I think definitely there could be that trend.
Where it almost becomes a thing that, well, you're obviously not proud of your own culture, heritage, blackness. In inverted commas.
But can I also step in here? So if you look at where we are today in terms of women and in terms of what they're wearing in their hair. So first of all, how many white blondes, actually women, white women who blonde, are actually number one really blonde? How many of them don't necessarily maybe have extensions? I can't even tell you how many people have extensions these days. How many people have their natural lashes? We live in an era where people are completely obsessed with social media. They're completely obsessed with looking amazing. It doesn't matter what color you are. People, if there are opportunities to enhance your looks or to have beautiful locks of hair that's flowing, it doesn't matter what race you are. If you want to have braids and you're white, that all of a sudden became cultural appropriation.
Well, I was just thinking exactly
what's
that.
What's stopping someone?
I was thinking about Adele, who is allowed to make a choice whether to abort a baby or not. I'm not saying she did, but she's allowed to make that choice, but she's actually not allowed to decide on her own hairstyle because she wore, what do they call it,
Bantu knots.
And that is cultural appropriation. I feel like we've lost our minds.
And I always maintain, leave women and their hair alone. Like, irregardless of race or whatever, let women do what they want to do with their hair. It's really that simple.
And I can't, just going back to the actual ad as well, we can't forget that the one picture of blonde hair was also said fine and flat hair. So they had three unacceptable hairstyles and one which they called normal. Now, there's nothing normal about the normal hairstyle. It's clearly a weave, and their Dina will have to describe it, but there's certainly things tied within it, and there's little pigtails in it. It's certainly
I didn't get that, I must be honest. I was like, what was that? I don't even know why they use it. So listen, let's admit, this isn't their best campaign. They didn't quite think this through. And Tresemme has actually been removed from the shelves, and they're going into entire discussions on locally sourced brands, I mean, which they use anyway. So again, it has created a much bigger discussion and a much bigger reaction than if it had just been seen and then someone complained, they would have taken it off. We've seen this with multiple companies that have erred on the side of marketing and sort of culture deafness. But I do agree. I don't know. Those pictures, they just weren't great in general. It just wasn't really a great campaign.
But yeah, it was a sloppy campaign. It just didn't, certainly I didn't want to go out and buy Tresemme.
I think we have to hand one thing to the EFF. In a world where the EFF has become completely irrelevant, in a world of Corona where they've had nothing to say, in a world past Jacob Zuma where they lost their main purpose and they desperately searching for relevancy, they've picked on something which is very ambiguous And they've turned it into an issue, and they've gotten themselves a huge amount of publicity. Now, in my mind, it's terrible publicity, but we all know the old adage that there's only one thing worse than being spoken about, and that's not being spoken about. And now we're all talking about the EFF. So from a pure marketing perspective, this has been enormously successful from the EFF. For those people who in some way have an affinity to this, the EFF has suddenly proved their relevance again after many, many months of not even hearing the words EFF or not seeing any relevance in Julius Malema. Suddenly, they've gained the front pages of the newspaper again. So from a pure marketing perspective, you have to hand it to the EFF. This has got nothing to do with hair. It has nothing to do with racism. It has to do with the EFF looking for something that will bring them back to a point of us talking about them on the radio and over the dinner table and the front page of Sunday Times.
So do you think that's
going to
work?
Absolutely, but I don't know if that's good or not.
Sorry. Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, what I wrote in my article that will be on News 24 later is that I wonder if it's narrowing the EFF band because it's the intimidation closing.
Base.
Exactly. I wonder if it's going to do them any good in the long run. And I do believe, as I said in the article, that clicks will be, you know, within a couple of weeks, this is history. It's kind of irrelevant. People aren't stopping, to shop at clicks. Nobody thinks that they are outrageous racists. Yes, they made a mistake on this war, or as Lindy said, they did something wrong, not a mistake. But, the question is, what will the result be? Unsigned says this conversation is in very poor taste, so that's good. It means we're doing something right. Roland says, seriously, let all women and men wear whatever the hair the hell they want. Are there really not more serious issues to talk about? And I think that's a sentiment of a lot of people. Unsigned says, I'm a white woman who has black, naturally frizzy, dry hair. Yeah, I think that is.
Oh, that person needs Tresemme.
I don't know where you can buy it now. You do not have frizzy hair, Dina Diamond. I've never seen you.
You haven't seen me at the Durban coast without my GHD.
Right. Okay, that is true. You actually make a fair point. I actually haven't. So the question is this an important conversation, because had the EFF not reacted, people would have complained on social media, they would have possibly withdrawn the advert, they would have apologized, and that would have been the end of that. It would unlikely have been the discussion that we are having. So my question to you both is this discussion one worth having? Are we furthering our understanding of fellow South Africans, of the issues through this discussion, or is it just more of the same and then it moves on to the EFF rather than the discussion? Hachamor says, what a boring topic, hair care and styling. So it's so interesting because, you know, we have a lot of boring topics on the show. Actually, it's not true.
I think Hachamor is conditioned to say that.
No.
With a name like Hachamor.
That's a very cute comment. But it's interesting because it actually does make people angry. Hachamor saying it's boring. Someone else saying what a distasteful conversation in poor taste. That means we have a reaction to this conversation. And that in itself is interesting. But my question is this a conversation that furthers us as South Africans?
I think it talks to the political arena.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I think it talks to, let's face it, this is not about hair. It's really not about hair. It's about the EFF's reaction and the call to incite violence and what the issue is. They're screaming and shouting about hair. They're marching. They're causing destruction of property. And where were they on gender-based violence? Where are they on crime? Why are they not marching against that? So, again, what you mentioned is, like, what are they really standing up for here? And I think they have actually alienated some of their historic supporter base, because I do work with someone who historically did support the EFF, and I spoke to her yesterday, and she said to me, you know, they're actually just pushing people further and further away because they're not talking about the issues. They're just wanting to make a noise in the press.
Mm. Howard, your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I think this is a pure political stunt, and it will put them onto the front pages for a few days, and then it's going to go away. It's not a big enough issue, and they have no plan to change anything. And this, I mean, I think we all need to be sensitive, and I'm clearly much more sensitive to the color weaves that I will in future be buying. But you know something? It's not a real issue. This isn't going to the issue of racism in the country, which is a real issue. And it's not helping to solve any of the issues of racism in the country, which we need to address, because the EFF as a party is incapable of doing that. The EFF is only capable of putting on stunts, and this is a pure political play. It has nothing to do with anything else. It's got nothing to do with racism. It's got nothing to do with the people of the country. And the way they've gone and attacked people like Tuli Matansela and Tito Mboweni in the most disgraceful, disgusting terms just proves how racist the EFF is as a party. And because they don't want to address the issue, because the EFF loves racism, because they desperately searching for one new topic, something that will make them relevant again. And they're scraping the bottom of the barrel here. They will do anything to try to prove their relevance. And they failing to do that. And they're trying every issue they can, but they thrive on racism. Racism is the only thing that keeps them alive at this point in time, albeit teetering on the brink of relevance.
Absolutely. And I would agree. And I would also say, like, if you actually look at Clicks, so I was reading up on it, and Clicks actually employ 90% of the employees are black employees, and 60% of which are women. So when you're looking at sort of progressive transformation, Clicks is actually sort of the poster child for it. So that when you're actually looking at the actual company, so yes, it was an absolute stuff up from a marketing point of view. Someone did resign, and they have apologized. They've realized the error of their ways. So again, it's not about Clicks, and it's not about their view. It's really a it's a political ploy by the EFF.
The thing that disappoints me most of all, that in a few of the shops and places like Menland, the EFF tried to dance Jerusalem outside the Click stores, and they were really just not very good.
That is disappointing. Maybe they were wearing the wrong shoes.
Although, yeah, I don't know how much you can dance in Pradas.
Everyone at the EFF seems to have a pair of Pradas, hey?
It does.
Glossy has Pradas. Floyd seems to have Pradas. It seems to go with the overalls and the beret.
It does. Somehow it just, yeah. Well, you know what? A good pair of Pradas works with anything, doesn't it, Dina?
Oh, absolutely. You can wear Prada with a swimming costume to bed. Yeah. So that is actually the irony, because, you know, the whole stance of the EFF is that, and his campaign was son of the soil. I just hope that those Pradas haven't seen the soil, because, you know.
Dina, those Pradas have never seen the soil. I did a very, very extensive close-up of them. Rakhadi says it's such a useless conversation to have. What needs to be discussed is the marketing of different hair care products. Morning, and Kathy says perhaps the EFF organized the whole thing to get noticed by paying the workers at Clicks to do this advert. I doubt that. I don't think any company really, I doubt it. And Roland said, I'll be glad when this matter won't be here anymore. It is 7:32. We are running a bit late. Howard Saxton, Dina Diamond, thank you as always.